The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. He's a YouTube sensation with over 2 million subscribers. He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. It's an honor and a privilege to be sitting in for the Officer Tatum again. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. In studio with me is Lou's got my back right here at theanswerorlando.com. Sean McConnell's in my ear. I know Forgotten Man is out there somewhere. Zach is on the line. So you can call in, by the way, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. All right, and we are – all right, sounds great. All right, so we I have been looking so forward to this interview. This lady doesn't know me from Jack, but I've watched her from afar, and I have been extremely impressed by her. I've been extremely inspired and motivated by her, so I'm looking forward to speaking with her, and that is none other than the former gubernatorial candidate of Arizona, Carrie Lake.
Hello, how are you, Carl? Good to see you. Good to meet you.
Hey, good to meet you as well. Carrie, listen, I hope your husband doesn't get mad. I got to tell you, I love you. I love what you did for the country. I love what you continue to do for the country, frankly. And I'll tell you why, Carrie, and I want you to opine on this, if you will. I think about health care. I think about immigration policies. I think about overregulation. I think about energy. I think about education. And all of that, conservatives can't fight unless our elections are free. And I want you to speak to that, if you would.
Well, I could give you a kiss right now that you said that, because that's exactly what's on the line right now. People go, oh, you know, I've heard people say, I'm tired of talking about elections, although I don't really agree most people feel that way. You hear some of the pundits saying that. And if we do not sort out and restore honest elections, we'll never have a secure border. We'll never stop the fentanyl crisis. We won't ever have law and order restored on our streets and have safe communities where our kiddos can get on their bikes and ride around and we don't have to worry about them. We'll never have our kids being taught an education that actually prepares them for the real jobs that are out there in the future. We will never have America and our freedoms and our Bill of Rights, because our country will be over. Our country is designed for we the people to vote. Our vote is sacred. If our vote is being perverted and trampled upon like it is right now, then we're not choosing our real representatives. The people who are in office weren't chosen by us to do the work. And that's why we oftentimes look at Congress, or maybe we look at our state house and we go, who are these morons and how the heck did they get in there? Well, I'm telling you how they got in there. We don't have honest elections. And we saw it in 2020. It's probably been happening well before that. But we saw it in 2020. Thank God President Trump is so powerful. His movement is so big that it laid it out really easy for everyone to see. We all know that Joe Biden didn't get 81 million votes. He's not the most popular president ever. We know that's ridiculous. It's an insult to our intelligence to even try to make us think that. And so because of 2020, President Trump's popularity, the popularity of America First, we were able to see that elections are fraught with fraud. And then fast forward to my election here in 2022, we ran a perfect campaign. It was about we the people, excellent policy to solve all those problems we just talked about. And I ran against a basement dweller who was our very own version of Joe Biden. Katie Hobbs is her name. She had no policy. She refused to debate. She didn't talk to the people. She literally ran from the people. She's a twice convicted racist. And all of her history when she was in the legislature showed that she was pushing a radical agenda. The people didn't vote for that. The only way to get her into office was to steal our election. And I'm not going to stop fighting this until we have fair elections.
Man, God bless you, and I appreciate you for doing that. I know one of the things right away that Katie Hobbs wanted to do is get rid of your ability to be able to seek out whatever education you'd like. She wants everyone to go to government schools. So can you talk to us about that? I mean, these are indoctrination centers, it seems to me, these government schools.
She did everything that we feared that she would do. And right away, I mean, what the people want is a secure border. She went in and her budget proposed getting rid of tens of millions of dollars going to the Border Strike Force, which is the group that keeps us safe. She pulled down the walls that we had that Governor Ducey put up. She immediately wants to pull all the money out of what we call our ESA Empowerment Scholarship Program, which is basically what people call vouchers. It allows you to choose what school your son or daughter goes to that is the best fit for them and your tax dollars follow. It's true education freedom. It is the true great equalizer. She pulled that out. And then to add insult to injury, Carl, she put $7 million into a fund to investigate police at a time when we need more police officers. Wow. We need to allow them to do their job so that our streets can be safe. She's wanting to put money in to just investigate more officers. We need to start investigating some of these Antifa goons that are out there destroying our communities and investigating some of the criminals who are selling drugs to our kids. That's who we need to investigate.
You know what I'm curious about, Carrie, and I'm so disturbed about this. It was almost as if the Republican Party, and I hate to say this, I consider myself a conservative. I'm in the I vote Republican just because they're more so more closely aligned with my worldview. But honestly, I don't know what type of help they gave you out there, if any. But from afar, I'm like, where is the Republican Party? Arizona should have been an easy win for us. We shouldn't have had the problems that we had in Maricopa County. Was there anybody at the RNC that came for it, Ronna McDaniel, that had your back?
Well, I try to tell people this, and sometimes they're shocked when they hear it. The Democrats did their usual stuff when it comes to elections, shady business. What they do, they grab as many ballots as they can, and they try to cheat here and there. But who really stole this election were the Republicans. The Rhino Republicans stole this election. The two men who run Maricopa County elections are Republicans in name only. They're the kind of Republicans who do not want us to look at elections because they've been running shady elections for so long, they don't want anybody talking about it. And the two Republicans who ran the Maricopa County election, this is a mega county. 62% of our population resides in Maricopa County. So if you can cheat in Maricopa, you can steal the whole state. And they ran a super PAC raising tens of thousands of dollars to stop so-called election deniers. And we found out that the only expenditures they were putting money out on was to stop one so-called election denier, yours truly. And so here we have the two guys running the biggest election operation in Arizona, whose sole political reason to live was to stop me. And they're running the elections. And that's who stole our elections. And that's what we're up against. We're up against Judas Republicans in our own party, who are against we the people. They're part of the establishment. They're part of the political class that's been running the show for so long. And what you get with President Trump and America First, and what you get with a candidate such as myself, a mom who just said, I'm going to step forward and run, is you get somebody who's representing we the people. And they don't want we the people, the grassroots, charting our own course for our future. They want to be in charge, and they want us to fall in line and do as we're told by the establishment. And now when the grassroots wins and it's time for the establishment to fall in line, they can't do it. Instead, they try to rig the vote and steal the vote and the voice from the people.
You know, you just made a very important point because you come from the people, if you will. There's this administrative state, this establishment that exists within both parties, and it's obvious that they don't want their power challenged. And it's amazing to me that so many Republicans seem to be going for this, where we have this growing administrative state and less, fewer people's voices are being heard. I mean, we the people, we're just simply not being heard. And it amazes me at how many conservatives and or Republicans will say conspiracy theorists and this and that. And I'm just like, guys, do you see what's going on here? I mean, Arizona is a swing state. If we don't get our elections straight, Kerry, I don't think we can win in 2024, frankly.
I'm worried about that, but I just, as I was sitting here waiting to come on the show today, I was watching a committee down at our state legislature in the state Senate where they're talking about election reform, and they are dropping some serious truth bombs as we speak right now, talking about many of the issues that we presented in our lawsuit when it comes to signature verification. Hundreds of thousands of ballots did not have proper signature verification. Literally, ballots with no signature were passed through. Ballots with scribbles that and nowhere came nowhere clear, close to what the original signature for that ballot should have been, were passed through to the tune of hundreds of thousands. We have wide-scale cheating. We have laws that are not being followed. And if we don't step up and do it now, I don't know when we will. So I'm really pleased that they're at least talking about that. I'm pleased that our election case, best election case to ever make it into the courts, is moving through the courts. We're in the appellate court right now. And so all is not lost. I do believe we can bring about some change before 24. And, you know, unfortunately, we have some serious problems in our own party. We've got a battle going on between Republicans right now.
We have to go to a break. Will you stick with me for another segment? I'd love to continue this conversation on the other side.
Sure.
Thank you.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go home to use it, it's not even absorbent? It's basically a towel that leaves you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that actually work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. Their six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors. And right now, you can receive a six-piece for only $39.98 with promo code Tatum. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and have their 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece towel set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on a radio listener special, and enter promo code Tatum or call 800-976-8379. That's MyPillow.com, code Tatum.
The Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. You can find me online at The Carl Jackson Show. Check out my podcast wherever podcasts are found, The Carl Jackson Show. And I'm speaking to Kerry Lake. Kerry Lake, the future governor of Arizona, frankly. Good God almighty.
We won, and unfortunately, our election was stolen. And I don't have any doubt in my mind that we won, and we won in a landslide. And, you know, maybe we should feel flattered that our movement is so massive, and it's made up of Republicans, Democrats, and independents. You'd be surprised how many independents and Democrats said, I'm voting for you. I can't wait to vote for you. I've never been involved in politics. You got me off the couch. You got me in the game. And we're doing this because we know you care about Arizona. We love your policies to secure the border, to bring an end to the chronic street homelessness, help these people get become citizens who are contributing to society and lift them up. And get them off the streets, stop the drug switch. We have the most amazing policies, and we won in a huge way. And the only way to stop us was to cheat and steal it in broad daylight by basically sabotaging Election Day voting when they knew 75% of the people showing up were our voters. 75% of the people showing up on Election Day were Kerry Lake voters, and they sabotaged Election Day voting in Maricopa County, where 60% of all voting centers had machines that didn't work, tabulators that were not tabulating, ballot printers that were not printing out the correct ballot that caused the machines to jam. They are so threatened by We the People and our movement that they had to sabotage Election Day here in Arizona in order to steal this election. I don't know. Maybe we should be flattered because we're that powerful and they're that afraid of us. But they should be afraid because we're going to go in there. We're going to fight to win this now in the judicial system and take back our state government.
All right. I definitely hope and pray you will continue with this fight. I absolutely love what you're doing. I do want to talk about some of the specifics that occurred in Maricopa County, because I think it's very important for people to know. I watched some of the trial over one weekend. I didn't get to watch it live, but I watched it later. And I sat there thinking, I mean, the evidence to me seems overwhelming. Correct me if I'm wrong. And again, my guess is Kerry Lake here, hopefully the future governor of Arizona. And I'm sitting there thinking there were ballots that were printed, and I don't want to get this messed up here, Kerry, so just correct me if I'm wrong here. Ballots, they were supposed to be 20-inch ballots, and they were printed on 19-inch paperwork, or was it the opposite? Talk to us about that.
It's close, and it's. I don't fault you for getting confused on it, because that's what they do. Election theft, they do it in so many different ways that it's just confusing, and people's attention span isn't such that they can dig through all the levels of cheating. But one of the big ways they cheated in Maricopa County was to intentionally, and I say that because our experts said there's no way this could have been you bumped up against the machine, oops, somebody hit the wrong button. This had to be actually planned before Election Day. On Election Day only, the printers, they're called BOD printers, ballot on demand printers, were printing the wrong image on the ballot. Instead of printing a 20-inch image on a 20-inch ballot, it was printing a 19-inch image on a 20-inch ballot. So gotcha. Then when people voted and they shoved that ballot into the tabulator machine, the tabulator spit it right back out. We found out that on Election Day, 179,000 times ballots were spit out of tabulators because they couldn't read your ballot. So you show up so excited to vote on Election Day because you don't like mail-in ballots, you don't trust the system, and you show up, you fill out your ballot. Little do you know that intentionally they printed the wrong ballot for you, knowing it would jam the tabulator machine, force your ballot to be counted downtown after they duplicate it and adjudicate it, which means somebody else decides who you voted for. It's truly disgusting what they did. And they should be in jail for what they did. This is outrageous. And if we don't stop them now and fight this now, they'll continue to do it. Also, really quickly, Carl, 300,000 ballots were added, counted, that had no chain of custody. If we're going to have mail-in ballots, there's only two security features, chain of custody, which we need to follow, and right. Signature verification. We had whistleblowers, three of them in the signature verification department, who said tens of thousands of signatures were not matching every day, and somebody was throwing them in and counting them anyways, to the tune of about 150,000 ballots with bad signatures or no signatures that should not have been counted, but they were counted anyways. And then 25,000 ballots 2 days after Election Day that just mysteriously appeared out of thin air. They had to cheat in massive ways because our movement is so strong.
And, you know, I'll say this, Kerry, I'm sitting there. I go out and I vote on Election Day. Maybe I'll get out earlier now and encourage people. I don't know. I'm so frustrated with the process, but I'm an Election Day guy. And I sit there knowing that most conservatives are going to come out on Election Day. But you go to a polling place or these voting centers that you guys have in Arizona. And then all of a sudden, these machines aren't tabulating. And then they're asking people to go elsewhere. I'm a working man when I'm not on radio here, Kerry. I'm thinking, I'm standing in line now. I don't have time to drive across the county to go to another place to vote. I want my vote to be counted. But honestly, as soon as I heard that, I was like, they're cheating. They're cheating.
Yep.
I don't know why this is rocket science for the GOP.
Started at 6 a.m. The cheating started. The lines were massive because People are so fed up at what they're seeing. They were showing up first thing in the morning, 2 and 3 hour lines. We had reports of 6 hour lines at some locations. Wow. One woman who's been voting since 1981 showed up to vote. She's older. She says, I can't stand in line. The line was about 2 hours long. They told her another location. She went to that one, another long line. She worked all day between working and trying to find a place to vote. She said, I never voted. First time in my life, I haven't voted on election day since 1981. This is sad. We had an 8.5 month pregnant woman who said, I couldn't wait 2 hours in line. I didn't vote. I figured that you would win anyway because I knew you were doing so well in the polls. And I just was like, wow, I can't stand in line. I'm 8.5 months pregnant. We saw people in videos walking out of line frustrated. They want us frustrated. And Carl, I want to tell your listeners, this is exactly where they want us. Frustrated, throwing our hands up, saying, that's it. I'm not going to vote anymore. Why would I vote? Our voting is corrupt. Why would I show up at these legislative district meetings and take part? It's so corrupt. They want us frustrated so that we'll walk away from the political process, and we can't give them that victory. What we have to do is stay in the game, and I have to continue to fight. We have to fight and win this lawsuit and continue to work and pressure our legislature in all of these states to demand election reform. I believe election day voting is what we should have. No more mail-in ballots. There's too much fraud there. And we have to, I think, demand more from our fake news. Even though a lot of us patriots aren't watching the fake news, we should be calling these news stations and these reporters. And nicely, we don't need to get rude and hateful. Just say, start doing your job and covering this. We know what's going on. We got to start calling these people out. And I know that Katie Hobbs, who's a fraud, who has stole the election and is sitting in the governor's office.
20 seconds, Carrie.
I know she can't go anywhere without people saying, you're not our governor, because I've seen videos. So it's going to be very uncomfortable for her. And it should be.
Good. I am so glad to hear that. Listen, I want to be respectful of your time. I'd love for you to stay, but if you have to go, I completely understand. Carrie Lake, it's been an honor and a privilege to talk to you. I'll tell you that. Keep up the fight, please.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Guys, listen, if elections aren't free, nothing else matters. Everything that we'd like to do, everything that we'd like to accomplish, if we'd like to restore the Constitution, we'd like to restore traditional values, none of that is possible if our elections aren't free. And I would add on, if we don't have a fair media, an honest media, if we don't have an honest judicial system. But that all starts, in my opinion, with free and fair elections. I thank Carrie Lake so much for taking the time to join us. She has an extremely busy schedule. Make sure you guys continue to pray for her, continue to pray for her fight. This is a lady that has no reason to get in this fight or to be in this fight, except that she loves America. I mean, she had a wonderful job, a wonderful career. She made great money. She could have chilled. She decided to get into the fray and to fight for people like you and I. You've got to admire people like that. But I want to show you why it's important. The media is so important, and a free media. I got some good news. This is some good news. The good news is independent journalists are starting to grow and to skyrocket like no one's business. Whether you're looking online at conservative media, the Blaze, Daily Wire, Salem Podcast Network, we're all starting to grow. Other voices are starting to reach out and find new viewership and new listeners. This is a good thing. So we will not be silenced. And this is very, very important. By the way, if you want to call into the program, the number to do so is 844-900-7243. Again, 844-900-7243. This is Carl Jackson sitting in for the Officer Tatum. I'm going to get to some of the news just shortly here, but I just want to make this point, and I want to show you why the media is so important. Hat tip Newsweek, this from Thank You Forgotten Man. Carrie Lake lost because nearly 40,000 Maricopa County voters cast ballots for other GOP candidates, but not her. Report claims. Carl, why are you talking about this stuff? This is old. It's old. What are you talking about? If we don't get this stuff right for 2024, the country's over. Finished. Finito. Done. It's over. We have got to get our election systems right. I've come on this show before and I've talked about it. Just take a look at the Electoral College map. If we don't win, if we don't win these swing states, it is extremely difficult already for Republicans to win the White House. You take out Arizona, a swing state. If we were to struggle in places like Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan is basically a foregone conclusion for Democrats now. With Gretchen Whitmer and the legislature, they're completely changing the election process. It's going to be extremely, if not darn near impossible, to win in Michigan. Elections matter. If you want your voice to be heard, you need the people like the Carrie Lakes out there fighting. Here's what Newsweek wrote. Carrie Lake lost her bid to become Arizona governor because she failed to get support from tens of thousands of Republican voters. This according to a report. An analysis of public voting records in the November race found that that Democrat Katie Hobbs managed to pick up support from more than 33,000 Republican-leaning voters in Maricopa County who backed GOP candidates in other state elections, such as state treasurer. In comparison, Lake, a Donald Trump-endorsed 2020, here it comes, election denier, managed to gain only 5,953 votes from Democrat-leaning voters. Around 6,000 Republican-leaning voters also chose not to vote at all or wrote in another candidate rather than support Lake in November. Lake lost her election to Hobbs by 17,000 votes, meaning the 33,000 votes she failed to achieve from Republicans in Arizona's largest county ultimately cost her the election rather than her dismissed claims of voter fraud and machine counting irregularities. This is what the left does. Now, we know. And these numbers, I'm not negating these numbers, but what I am saying, there were a whole heck of a lot more than 33,000 people or 40,000 people whose votes, who came out to vote, who wanted to vote, who got disenfranchised, who probably went back to work, who probably went back home. This cannot be allowed to stand. We all know, we all saw it. The momentum was completely on Carrie Lake's side. We knew that she was going to win in a landslide on Election Day. And then all of a sudden, oh, wait a minute. The machines aren't working. Oh, really? On Election Day, the day that the vast majority of conservatives show up. So listen, guys, we got to beat them at their game. I don't like doing this. I want Election Day voting. And that should be our goal. That should be our goal. Wherever conservatives, constitutionalists are, that should be our goal. When we take back power, we should return to Election Day. None of this mass mail-in balloting, mail-out ballots, some absentee ballots for very, very strict reasons, elderly and disabled, some military that are overseas. That is primarily it. But if we don't have elections, if we don't have free and fair elections, we don't have a country. So God bless Carrie Lake. We'll be back with more. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum. All right, just a couple of headlines for you, and I'll get right to the calls. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. Again, that number, 844-900-7243. You are listening to the Officer Tatum Show. And actually, before I go forward, I do want to talk to you about MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Listen, guys, if you want some great pillows, you want great merchandise, I urge you to go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, promo code Brandon. So go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Brandon, plenty of deals up to 66% off when you enter the promo code Brandon. Right now, don't have the number in front of me, but I will get that for you. But enter the promo code Brandon for all of your MyPillow purchases, whether you're talking about their towels, whether you're talking about their Giza Dream Sheets. They've even got dog beds. They've got slippers. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on that radio listener square at the top of the page, enter the promo code Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, and receive all of the discounts that are available. You're talking about American products, American made, American jobs. Mike Lindell, who's a patriot, go to MyPillow.com, enter the promo code Brandon at the top of the page to receive all of the deals that are available to you. Okay, now, the Carrie Lake thing is fascinating to me. If elections aren't free, if elections aren't fair, then nothing else matters. Very important. But I do want to share with you a couple of pieces of news, especially if you live in California. Police have identified the gunman in the Monterey Park attack that killed 10 people and injured 10 others in the mass shooting. Obviously, they're blaming guns. Gavin Newsom came out right away blaming guns. He has nothing to say about evil. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing that places like California that are that hate guns, the politicians hate guns, but gun violence, no, I shouldn't say gun violence. Here I am falling for the left's narrative. But evil people continue to use guns. Because evil people will always use whatever weapons they can get their hands on if they're evil and if they want to commit a crime. And I'll be speaking to you about a crime that's absolutely horrendous, where an American autistic girl was strangled to death by an illegal alien of the MS-13 gang. But I'm going to this story, hat tip, forgotten man, this from Fox News. California authorities have identified the suspect in Saturday's mass shooting that killed 10 people and injured 10 at a ballroom during the Lunar New Year celebrations. So the Los Angeles Sheriff Robert Luna identified the suspect as an Asian man, 72-year-old Hu Can Tran. The identification came hours after the suspect shot and killed himself in a white van in Torrance, about 30 minutes from the shooting location in Monterey Park. Authorities said it was the same van the suspect had used to flee Saturday night's shooting. And apparently he killed 5 men, 5 women. Again, he injured 10 others. It was just a horrific scene. Very sad. You had the left portraying it as it was the same old narrative from the left. It's gun violence, like they'll always say. They tried to I saw some portrayals as more white violence. This is insane. This is what the left does. But sadly, this guy was an Asian guy, and I don't know, just evil. We can say he's a lunatic all day long. The bottom line is the guy did an evil deed and ultimately took his own life. And just prayers for the family and the victims that were involved. Here's another piece of news from L.A., and I can't believe this. It's kind of frustrating to read. Los Angeles Rams weighed into the gun control debate to endorse left-wing gun control group after the Monterey Park shooting. Now, I'm a Rams fan. Not much to be cheerful about this year, but I'm a Rams fan. This absolutely disgusts me, and it really makes me consider revoking my fandom when it comes to the Rams. So the LA Rams weren't part of the playoffs, but they still managed to make fans mad this Sunday with a tweet endorsing a left-wing gun control group after the massacre in Monterey Park. A mass shooting suspect, again, has been found dead, allegedly killing 10 people and injuring 10 others. They say, and I quote, "If you are looking to support those working to end gun violence, like Everytown for Gun Safety, text," and I'm not even going to say the name. Everytown for Gun Safety is a joke. These are people that want to take away your rights to be able to defend yourself. Let's just be clear. If someone in that facility were allowed to carry a weapon, perhaps they would have been able to stop this guy. Well, Carl, don't make the gun issue political. They've just made it political. Guys, this is why elections matter. If elections aren't free and fair, nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. And I'm going to have a hard time. I'll be frank. I'm going to have a hard time supporting the Los Angeles Rams. I can't stand that the knee-jerk reaction is for these teams to always get political. And I understand in their minds they think they're caring people. But I wish what they would do is look around at the blue cities like Los Angeles, like Chicago, like Camden, New Jersey, like New York City, and they would see that the crimes seem to be overwhelming in the places that they run. It's absolutely insane, but this is where we're at. All right, I want to take a call real quick. We've got Bill. Bill is in Tampa, Florida. He wants to talk about Carrie Lake and the Veteran Restoration Act. Bill, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic.
Hey, Officer Tatum, that's a pretty good show, and that was a pretty good guest there, Carrie Lake. I mean, I wish she would have won, but I think the people that are really being cheated in the United States are the disabled veterans, and whether they're Democrat or Republican, it seems like they're both on the same side, and they're always focused on one thing for the federal government. That's called the favoritism letters. I don't have to spell those out for you. You know, George Santos is part of the favoritism letters. But that Veterans Restitution Act, it's a bipartisan put together by Representative Bacon, a Republican, and a Democrat, Carbajal. And I think if it would to be revised, that would solve a lot of disabled veterans issues. I mean, they got on this Camp Lejeune thing. That Veterans Restitution Act is as important as Camp Lejeune, or maybe even more important. And I don't know if you've looked at it or have
you seen it? No, You know what, Bill? I'll be honest with you, and I appreciate the call. I have not looked into the Veterans Restoration Act, not that I can remember anyway, but I will do so. I'm sure when Carrie Lake, hopefully she gets power, she will do the same. As a matter of fact, there are rumors that perhaps she will run for Kyrsten Sinema's Senate seat, because Kyrsten Sinema is going to have a difficult time winning as an independent in Arizona. So we'll have to wait and stay tuned to that. But I promise you, I will look into that. You are listening to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum, and we'll be back in a few. All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. You heard the man. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. I want to play an audio clip for you of Joe Scarborough. Joe Biden is in trouble. Now, guys, I got to be frank with you. There's nothing criminal that's going to come out of this. When it comes to these classified documents that are being found. But I think... Listen, I was of the camp that there's no way this guy could survive another election. There's no way he will run. And then I'm like, hey, they're going to run him because they've been able to get so much stuff done with this guy, not stuff that we like. And I'll get into some of the bad stuff that he's done in 2022 that you might have forgotten about. We'll get into that in the next hour. But they're going to be able to get away with stuff. But this guy is, the media is throwing him under the bus. So this is not good for Joe Biden, politically speaking. Criminally speaking, unfortunately, I hate to burst your bubble. I don't think anything is going to happen. But I want you to hear audio clip number one, and we'll dive into this in the next hour. And I want you to understand this. When the media makes you, the media could break you. This is exactly what Joe Biden is experiencing now.
You are taught to treat classified documents in a certain way. And so that's why Durbin is responding the way Durbin's responding, and why a lot of people are shocked by it. And you're just going like this?
No.
It's just as bad.
I agree.
It's just as bad if a Democrat's doing it as a Republican's doing it. Now, listen, you look to intent, and the intent for Donald Trump, obviously far worse. With Joe Biden, based on what we know, God, it was just sloppy. Yeah. But, man, it was sloppy with America's classified information, and I just don't understand it. And I think that's probably why Dick Durbin was saying what Dick Durbin was saying, because again, you know, what is 24 years ago, I'm still not saying anything about classified briefings I got, just because you don't take a chance.
You know who knows that? You know who knows that better than anyone? Joe Biden.
And it doesn't seem that way, Mike.
Incredibly.
Why are there so many classified documents?
Joe, it's incredibly.
At the Penn Center, why are there classified documents in his garage? Why are there classified documents in his home?
It's incredibly sloppy. It's unforgivable in a certain sense. I do not believe he's been diminished by this. He's been deeply embarrassed by this.
Oh, man, he's been diminished by this. And Joe Scarborough, if you notice, he still gave him somewhat of a pass. Trump's intentions were far worse. No. First off, they keep trying to conflate this stuff to try to save Joe Biden, but he's gone. It's a totally different setup. Trump was the president. He has the power to classify or declassify documents. Biden was the vice president. But what happened that's even worse now? We find out that he stole documents while he was senator. Now that actually is criminal and criminal intent. We'll be back. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum.
Is the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. The number to call in to the program, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. So before we went to the break, we played for you the clip of Joe Scarborough acting like he's irate over Biden, as well he should be. But what they're trying to do and what the media continues to try to do. Now, those of you that are listening in this audience, I know that you're smart, but I want you to be able to explain this to anyone that you might be talking to, and I encourage you to start talking to people. We cannot be ashamed to be conservatives, all right? We've got to start taking the fight to these people at all levels and all facets. I'm not talking about violence. So except for violence, I'm not talking about that, all right? But we've got to be willing to take the fight to the people. But Joe Biden really hurt himself. Joe Biden really screwed up big time. And so did Merrick Garland, quite frankly. Oh, and by the way, have you guys heard this guy, Robert Hur, the special counsel, who, by the way, the only reason this special counsel was implemented was to conceal evidence and not to expose evidence. You have the DOJ, you have the FBI, you have Biden's attorneys going and doing a search at his house without securing a warrant. Dan Bongino talked about this earlier today, where the reason why they're doing that is because they don't want a search warrant to make Biden look even worse, because they would have to put down specifically what they're searching for. This guy is so dirty. This guy is so corrupt. It is insane. It is insane. I don't know what else to say, but I get so sick and tired of those, the Joe Scarboroughs of the world, that are trying to conflate the fact that a president has the power again. And guys, please, I'm not trying to be condescending, but this is the most important story. I don't care what story. This is the most important story right now, not in terms of classification, declassification per se, but this is a huge media story. And it's very important because we can see what the left is trying to do. And the left is trying to pull one over on our odds. Well, Biden was just sloppy. He wasn't just sloppy. He was stealing. He was stealing. The latest is they found classified documents. They searched his home for 12, 13 hours. Was it on Saturday? 12 to 13 hours. And stuff just kept popping up. And they went back to, he took papers during his senatorial years, pre-Obama. You could understand why, as vice president, he might take some documentation. You could understand it somewhat. Maybe he took some home. Maybe he wanted to review them. I think he personally stole them because he wanted to leave the paperwork in his garage so his son could be able to come through and find out, okay, this is the person that I need to leverage. This is the person that I need to speak to. This is the person that I need to connect to. But you could still understand maybe him accidentally taking papers home as vice president, not as senator. And the left knows that this is crazy. The left knows that this is insane. And now Biden is destroyed because they would have continued to just sweep this under the rug. But the problem is Merrick Garland went after Trump so hard on this issue. He put himself in the corner. He literally put himself in the corner. Now they're in bad shape. They're in bad shape. There are so many questions that need to be asked. And where is this? I'm looking through my formerly fingerprinted fingertips. But there's so many questions in my mind that need to be asked to Joseph R. Biden, the selected president of the United States. Why didn't anyone demand? Here's questions that I'd like to know. Perhaps you'd like to know. Why didn't he demand to know the contents of the classified documents? If he was so shocked the classified documents were on his properties, first you got the Penn Biden Center, then you got his garage, then you got a room adjacent to his garage. Guys, you realize this has happened six times now. Six times, Karine Jean-Pierre, as a matter of fact, six times. Karine Jean-Pierre has had to go up to the microphone, up to the podium in the White House press briefing room and say, yeah, everything is complete, only to find out that not everything is complete. They found stuff on November 2nd. They found stuff on December 20th. They found stuff on January 11th. They found stuff on January 12th. Now they found stuff, what was it, on the 21st or 20th? I mean, the stuff keeps piling up. So why didn't he demand to know the contents of the classified documents if he was so shocked? He didn't want to know because he didn't want to tell you. And he's caught. And he knows it. And he knows it. So the issue isn't whether or not, listen, I want the guy to go to jail. I think the guy is corrupt as hell. Oh, get out. It's not going to happen. But Joe Biden may have sealed his fate. The left may have no choice but to push him aside. And now he's opened up the doors where we can start looking at all of his other activities, because they want someone to rise up. Someone knew where those documents were. I don't know who snitched on him, but someone knew, because he wasn't able to go to his house. He wasn't able to get rid of him. His crackhead son wasn't able to get rid of him. Someone knew that those documents were there. It's amazing. Why were his personal lawyers conducting the search? That is a very important question. Why wasn't there a raid at Biden's house just like there was at Mar-a-Lago? Now, frankly, I got to be honest with you. I was listening to the ACLJ as well. Some of our colleagues, Jay Sekulow, our colleagues here. I got to admit, they said something that was really something that I needed to hear. In a sense, we shouldn't be rooting for the power of this DOJ and this FBI, these major bureaucracies, to get even bigger and to get even more powerful. And I'm paraphrasing, and they're absolutely right. These people are out of control. Frankly, a president has the power to classify or declassify. Biden could do that now, but there's a reason he didn't. What is that reason? Why isn't he declassifying those documents? Because he doesn't want you to know what's in them. At least me to believe that there's something really corrupt about this stuff, and that's why he wanted his lawyers there. And the fact that his lawyers get to play patty cake with the FBI tells me that they all know something is so damning there, and they've got something on Biden, but they're not snitching on him. Someone has already snitched on him. Did he ever remove classified documents from the White House? Simple question. It needs to be asked, though. Did he ever remove classified documents from the White House? Say whatever you want about Trump. At least there was a process. You might have not liked the vehicle that he placed the documents in. You might not have liked the fact that they were at Mar-a-Lago. But he had the right, as the former president of the United States, to negotiate with the National Archives any time he chose to. They would go back and forth. They did it for George W. Bush. They did it for Barack Obama. They were doing it for Trump. And then there was political opportunity for the left, and they seized on him, but they went too far. They went too far. So why did he remove those classified documents from the White House? Inquiring minds would like to know. Does he recollect the box that was in his garage and now want to know the box that was, adjacent to his garage? Does he recollect what was in the Penn Biden, documents, a think tank. Imagine Joe Biden in the think tank. I read think tank articles all the time. Heritage Foundation, AEI. I even read the left wing, a couple left wing ones or what have you. I never would associate Joe Biden with a think tank. But nonetheless, I digress. Again, does he recollect the box that's in his garage? Have renovations been done to his house in the last 6 years? Who else had access to those documents? These are all questions that we should know. But now Robert Hur, or whatever his name is, the special counsel that was appointed to go after Joe Biden, he's not even on the job. He's not even on the job yet. You remember with Jack Smith. Jack Smith quit his job. Jack Smith quit his job that day to make sure that he was on Trump's butt. This guy Hur, this special counsel Hur, no. Nothing. He's not even sweating it. He's taking his own sweet time. Biden's lawyers are handling things. The FBI are handling things. The DOJ is handling things. And Hur is nowhere to be found. Not as of yet. He's been appointed, but he's not there. He should be on this like white on rice, like stink on boo-boo, but he's nowhere to be found as of yet. This is fascinating. This lets you know that this is corrupt. They are corrupt. Biden is corrupt. They know it. They absolutely know it. And they actually shot themselves in the foot. Thank God. As a result, listen, I don't put anything past the left, and nothing surprises me anymore. I started to believe this guy was going to run again. But seeing how the media, the Joe Scarboroughs, the lefties of the world are starting to, and Joe Scarborough, please, he's not a Republican anymore. Listen, the left is going after him because they want him out. That's what's happening. We'll get into more questions that should be happening and Biden's disastrous 2022 year. We'll be back.
Seek and ye shall find. God's got your six, the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. You can find me on social media at The Carl Jackson Show. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, wherever you find me. Find me on YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. The Carl Jackson Show is where you can find me there. And, guys, I do have some calls that I want to get to. But before I get to those calls, I do want to remind you about MyPillow. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then you get home and then those towels feel so dry and crusty, they're not absorbent at all. It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels, the towels that actually work. I know it sounds crazy to have towels that actually work, but MyPillow towels actually do dry you. Their six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with the promo code Brandon. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener specials special. That's MyPillow.com. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, also a 60-day money-back guarantee. All you have to do to receive this amazing offer on this six-piece set is go to MyPillow right now, MyPillow.com. Click on that radio listener special. Again, enter the promo code Brandon or give them a call, 800-976-8379. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Brandon. All right, guys, let me go through these questions. Then I want to get to your calls, some fascinating calls. And then I want to get through Biden's year. Also, I want to talk to you about something Governor Ron DeSantis has done that has caused a lot of pushback. And conservatives need to be pushing back on this. He's rejected this notion, or at least this board has, or the Florida Department of Education anyway, this notion that this AP African-American history lessons or this AP African American course should go forward on in our Florida college campuses. They absolutely should not. I'll explain why they should not. And I'm so glad that Governor Ron DeSantis is taking the fight to the left on this stuff. It's what we have to do. We have to be involved in these culture wars across the country. Guys, the left are not ashamed to be leftists. They're not ashamed. There's no shame when it comes to the left. Yet, for some reason, conservatives, Republicans, we're ashamed of our values when our values are better. Doesn't make us better people. Our values work. They're biblically based. They're constitutionally based. They are time tested. They are common sense. They work. And why we would bow down to the left makes no sense to me whatsoever. It is time for us to take back this country. And some of the ways in which we can do it is just to speak out and to make sure that we're not ashamed to express what we believe. Because what we believe, not only are our ideas better, but I would argue that they are more compassionate. And we'll get into that in just a second here. Callers, Robert and Steve, I see you out there. Don't go anywhere. If you want to call in to the Officer Tatum Show, you can do so. 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Gianno Caldwell, Fox News analyst, wasn't scared to talk about his values. Got kicked out of a North Miami restaurant. We'll get into that shortly. Had tip for Gatton Man for that one. So why did Hunter Biden list the home where top secret documents were found in Delaware as his primary residence? These are questions that I want to know. These are questions I want answers to. Why was he paying rent, and a lot of it, to the big guy, 50 G's a month, when Biden only claimed that he had made 19 or 20 grand in rental income for the year, that he made 600 grand from Hunter Biden? That's what I would like to know. These are very important questions. Why is it? Why are there no visitor logs at the Delaware house? Oops. Yeah, I don't know if you guys heard this story. The Secret Service actually did keep a visitor's log at that Delaware home, at that Delaware mansion, I should say. Fascinating. That hasn't been leaked. So all the stuff leaked with Trump. Fascinating. That visitor's log has not been leaked. Isn't that pretty fascinating? Did crack dealers visit? How many prostitutes were there? You know they were there with Hunter Biden. Did they have access to this material? I mean, it's astonishing. Again, the dates, November 2nd, you got classified documents found on this guy's property. November 8th, December 20th, January 11th, January 12th, and now just this past Friday. And the media keeps lying to us and telling us nothing to see there. There's no there there, except there's a lot of there there. And Biden is in trouble. His presidency, in a very short period of time, is unraveling, and it's all of his fault. And frankly, it's the DOJ's fault, Merrick Garland. You know, pat yourself on the back. You're helping to unravel this disastrous presidency. And I'm thankful for that. Even though you stink as a DOJ, I'm glad you're doing that. But we'll get into some of the year 2022 was disastrous for Biden, just like the year 2021 was. And now all of this stuff will start coming out. You're going to start seeing the left come after Biden and be fair and balanced like you've never seen them before. They want this guy gone. They want this guy gone. He screwed up big time, and I think he's going to pay for it now. All right, let's go to Robert. Robert is in Atlanta, Georgia. Robert, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, I called because of the fact that we had a riot here in Atlanta Saturday night, and I didn't realize Mr. Tatum wasn't on, but you'll do just good because I like listening to you, too. But these punks are from the left west coast, Seattle, you know, Washington, whatever, Portland. And we got a new police academy supposed to be going up out here in DeKalb County. DeKalb County makes part of Atlanta and Fulton County. Okay, so they were camped out on the property. The one was from Panama, the country of Panama, so I doubt he was legal in this country. And he opened fire on the officers, shot a Georgia State trooper. So the GBI returned fire and killed him. So that's why these punks were here, and they started a riot. Of course, CNN says it's peaceful protesting, but no, it wasn't. They set police cruiser on fire. They smashed some windows. They went after the cops. We like our cops. We want more of them. We want this academy, okay, because we're law-abiding citizens. I'm 67 years old. I don't have no DUIs. I've never been in prison. I don't have no felony records because I believe in obeying the law. And these punks started a riot Saturday night. So I was just wanting to get some feedback from Mr. Tatum since he's been a police officer. You know, and I didn't realize I called in about 5 minutes after he got started. So I haven't been listening to a whole lot of radio lately. So, you know.
Listen.
Like I said,
Listen. Robert, I appreciate the call. Very, very good call. Now, I've not been a police officer, but I've been in handcuffs. I've been on the other side, and I've been ghetto fabulous. Let me tell you something. These punks aren't going to learn their lessons unless they're treated exactly like the cops treated them. This young man that was shot and killed by the police officer, too bad, so sad. I know that sounds horrible. And guys, listen, I don't want to minimize any life being lost, but if you shoot a cop, if you shoot at a cop, I want you dead. Let me tell you why. If you shoot at a cop, if you shoot at a person that carries a gun for a living, a person that protects and serves, what do you think that person is going to do to you or me? He's dead. Good. Sorry. We'll be back. All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Again, such a pleasure and honor to be behind Officer Tatum's microphone. And I'll get back to your calls in a second. I'm going to talk to you about all the things that Joe Biden did in 2022 to absolutely destroy the country. 2021 was horrible. 2022 didn't get any better. And I just want to remind you of that. And now that Joe Biden and the DOJ, I mean, their own fault, opened the door. I think you're going to see the left continue to try to push Joe Biden out. And frankly, I started believing that Joe Biden was going to be the nominee. And initially, I thought this guy would be out the first 6 months to a year. Kamala Harris would be pushed in. But we've all got a glimpse of Kamala Harris. And man, is she bad. But listen, she could read a teleprompter, I'm sure, much better than Joe Biden could. At least there's that. But anyway, just speaking about in regards to the last caller, hat tip forgotten, man. This from the Post Millennial. Leading Democrats, Antifa brat son was arrested for fighting police. Here's what I'm glad we're seeing. I think what we're seeing is more people on the right, obviously, and more police, and even some Democrats standing up for law and order. You saw Muriel Bowser, who the mayor of Washington, D.C., where her, I don't know what they're called, what are they, the councilmen out in Washington, D.C., or what have you, literally wanted less harsh penalties or weaker penalties for criminal offenses. She wanted stronger penalties. She didn't want to enable the criminals. She was overturned, basically, for lack of a better term there. And it's absolutely sickening, and it's saddening. But Democrats are starting to wake up. You heard Nancy Pelosi call out Kathy Hochul in an interview a day or so ago, where she said the reason why we lost the House, she put it squarely on the Governor Kathy Hochul, the nanny of New York, and she said, "Hey, we lost the House because of the nanny of New York, Kathy Hochul, and the crime. She didn't pay attention to crime." So you see more Democrats waking up to this issue. White people have to be robbed, killed, burglarized, raped. I don't know for Democrats to wake up. It's insane. But here's this. Again, this from the Post-Millennial, the leading Democrat's Antifa brat son arrested for fighting police. So the son of Democrat House Minority Whip. Did you just hear what I said? The son of the Democrat House Minority Whip, Catherine M. Clark, was reportedly arrested during an Antifa riot in Boston, Massachusetts, after allegedly vandalizing personal property and charged with assaulting an officer while resisting arrest Saturday night. I hope he does not get special treatment for being the son of the Democrat House Minority Whip, but I have a feeling that this spoiled brat will. According to the Boston Police Department, at about 9:30 p.m., officers responded to a protest at the Parkman Bandstand Monument located in the Boston Common. Quote, upon arrival, officers observed an individual defacing the monument with spray paint. The tagging read, "No Cop City" and ACAB. I'm sure many of you know what that stands for. Authorities stated the phrases are commonly utilized by the anti-police Antifa activists, those little commies, including the ones that were rioting in the Atlanta Autonomous Zone. The suspect was later identified as Jarrett Dow, 23, of Melrose. Antifa Watch pointed out that the suspect is likely the child of the Democrat politician. Clark later tweeted that the child was her daughter. According to an online biography for Representative Clark, a Jarrett Dow was listed as her child. During Dow's arrest, a group of about 20 protesters surrounded the officers while screaming profanities through megaphones. This was taking place on a public street, causing traffic to come to a standstill. This, according to the statement. Man, listen, these guys, if they're assaulting cops, I have no problem with the cops beating them down. None. Zero. Zilch. Nada. It needs to start happening. These people need to be labeled as domestic terrorists, and they need to be treated as such. As soon as we take office, that needs to be happened. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, this lawlessness, this anarchy cannot be allowed to continue. The article goes on to say, and I quote, while interfering with the arrest of Jarrett Dow, an officer was hit in the face and could be seen bleeding from the nose and mouth. BPD added that after Dowell was successfully placed under arrest, he was charged with assault by means of a dangerous weapon and destruction or injury of personal property and damage of property by graffiti or tagging. So Dowell is expected to be arraigned in the Boston Municipal Court. All right. Manuel Esteban Paez. All right. We'll be back. All right. Speaking of Kamala Harris, I got an audio clip that I want to play for you later. All right. Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom. The Disney Empire is the self-proclaimed happiest place on earth. Well, right now it's the happiest place for gay and transgender propaganda. In the new movie, Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom, you'll see how Disney executives are purposely exposing your children to their LGBTQ agenda in their films and at their theme parks. They're trying to seize the minds of children as early as possible to encourage kids to question their sexuality, grooming kids with their gay and transgender messaging, and producing one anti-Catholic movie after another. See the proof for yourself. Watch Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom, presented by the Catholic League, available for free right now. Wow. At SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Now, the Disney theme parks have stopped using gender greetings. Disney's condemned the Florida bill that bars teaching young students about sexuality and gender identity. It sparked controversy among Disney employees, and Disney's been denounced by the Catholic League altogether. So you'll hear from Brent Bozell, founder of the Media Research Center, Bill Donahue, president of the Catholic League, Tony Perkins, president of Family Research Council, plus David Horowitz, Dr. Ben Carson, and New York Post's Miranda Devine, hosted by Mercedes Schlapp and Will Witt and more. Watch Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom for free. Just go to salemnow.com, salemnow.com. Portions of the Officer Tatum Show are brought to you in part by Walt's Disenchanted Kingdom and Salem Now. All right, just real quick. Let me close out this point, and I want to go to calls, and then I want to get to this issue with Joe Biden. They're throwing him under the bus. Joe Biden no longer has the moral authority. They can no longer use Joe Biden to block Trump's presidency. All right, so they got to get rid of him. They got to go. They got to put somebody else in there. So all of the things that I'm getting ready to talk about, you're going to start hearing the left make mention of. Well, maybe he's not the guy going forward, all because he shot himself in the foot, or they shot themselves in the foot by allowing a crook to propel into the White House. But this guy, Manuel Esteban Paez Terán. Now, again, if you shoot at a cop, listen, you shouldn't get a lollipop. You shouldn't get a warning. You should get some lead in your behind. And that's exactly what happened to Manuel Esteban Paez Terán. What a dumb way to go out. I'm sorry. What a very dumb way to go out. These people, these Antifa people, they have no meaning. They have no purpose in life. They're useful idiots being used to stir up chaos for the George Soroses, the globalists of the world. It sounds wacky. It sounds crazy. But that's what they're being used for. That's what they're being used for. And more of them, if they continue, more police aren't going to put up with this stuff. More cities are going to get tired. They're going to get fed up with the crime. Don't forget, Democrats like power. They like getting reelected. So even in places like Atlanta, you're going to start seeing crackdowns of this stuff. All right, let's take a call here. Steve is in Atlanta, Georgia. Steve, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic.
Thanks for taking my call, Carl.
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to blow your mind and blow one of everyone else's mind. Maybe.
Okay.
I just got this idea in my head. Tell me if you think it's possible. What if the Mar-a-Lago raid was part of a deep state psychop? Like, before they ever raided Mar-a-Lago, they knew that they wanted to get their hands on the documents at Biden, with that Biden had. They knew that. So they had to create the precedent. So the only reason, knowing that Trump's not going to get in trouble, they raided him was so that they could create the precedent so the Democrats felt great and warm and fuzzy about the Mar-a-Lago raid. But now they've got the documents on, but they needed that in order to go after Biden in a soft way to get their hands on the documents. So that they could get rid of him. And at the same time, be the savior to the Democrats. I mean, to clean up their reputation. See what I'm saying? It served two purposes.
I do, Steve. And listen, if there weren't some inside information, James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, the chairman of the Oversight Committee now in the House of Representatives, I heard him in an interview say that there was a leaker. Someone told the CBS News where these documents were, which leads me to believe somebody snitched on Biden.
It's not even that. It's not even that. The FBI, the CIA already knew he had the documents. They needed a precedent to go after them, right? It was the FBI and the CIA who leaked it to CBS. It wasn't inside Biden's circle, is what I'm saying.
No, okay, all right, and fair point. And I get your point. I don't think that's what was happening. But I don't think it sounds crazy. I don't think it sounds wacky. Nothing surprises me, sadly, nowadays. I just don't believe that's what happened. I think they would have continued to keep this stuff under the rug because they could. I mean, Biden had been in office for 2 years. He had had that paperwork for 6 years. The guy is a useful idiot for the left. He's a Trojan horse for someone. All right. So I think the goal with Trump was simply to take Trump out. I really don't think it was any more to it than that. They wanted to take Trump out. They knew Trump was going to announce running. They did not want him to run. The DOJ, the FBI, all of these people in these bureaucratic institutions fear him because they know that if he gets reelected, he's going to come back with a vengeance. And he knows where their skeletons are. I think the issue with Biden, I think the left wanted to continue to use Biden because, listen, guys, it doesn't matter if you're on the left who you put in the White House. It doesn't matter if it's Kamala Harris. It doesn't matter if it's Joe Biden. They're going to continue to do the bidding for the left. So what if Joe Biden has dementia? He's the perfect candidate because all you have to do is pour into him and he's going to do whatever you instruct him to do. The guy wasn't a leftist. Now, he did vote far left, contrary to popular belief, but he wasn't necessarily a leftist. This guy's a hardcore leftist now. He's a puppet for the left. He's a puppet for the globalists. That's who he's become. They wanted him to run, and now I don't think it's going to happen. We'll be back. All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Find me on Instagram, The Carl Jackson Show, Twitter, Facebook, you name it. Go to my YouTube channel. That interview with Carrie Lake is up on YouTube. Thank you, Zach. It's up there now. So The Carl Jackson Show on YouTube. Check it out. Share it with your friends. Share it with your neighbors. All of that good stuff. All right, guys, so Biden had a very disastrous year in 2022. I'm not going to be able to cover it. I want to take a call or so before we go out to the break. And don't go anywhere, guys. Neil, Tony, Ken, Dale, I promise that I will get to all of you. I'll get to someone now. I'll try to get to the rest of you. Actually, I will get to the rest of you in the next hour. But there's so much that I want to talk about. I do want to lay this out real quick because I'll talk about it in the next hour. If black success is measured by equity instead of merit, blacks will never be equal. I want to say that again. If black success is measured by equity instead of merit, we'll never be equal. I want to talk about something Governor Ron DeSantis did. I think it's really, really important. I also want to talk about in the next hour where the millennial generation just isn't going to growing up. And this is a huge, huge problem. So make sure you stay tuned for that, as well as some of Biden's controversies that the media, I guarantee you, will finally start talking about. So we've got a lot to cover. So I hope you have your sneakers on because we're in for some conservative cardio. But I want to go to Tony. I believe Tony's been waiting the longest in Raleigh, North Carolina. Tony, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, and you've got the mic.
How you doing? This is the Officer Tatum Show. He'll be back in 5 seconds. I love that.
All right, we only got about a minute, Tony, so go right ahead, please.
Okay, long story short, so while you think about a guy when he's young and he's raised rough and he screwed up his life and he joined the Army at 32, and he went on to do great and better things in life, and now he's a proud man. I know a man like that. So about crime, these young kids burning cars, busting windows. See, you remember back when they had Vietnam War and when people got in trouble? They went to court. They said, what would you want to do? You want to go to jail or you want to go fight the war? I want to go fight the war. Well, we need a camp with these young people, and we give them subjects that they can study. What do you want to study? And you study this for 2 months, then we might let you in the military. You're not out killing people, burning buildings, stomping cop cars, acting a fool. I know Tony, a guy that you should do.
Listen, just for the sake of time, this is a very good point. And I want you to stay tuned for the next hour. And I also want you to listen to my podcast today. How do you stop cultural Marxism? You take kids back to church. I'll tell you why that won't work, as great of an idea as it is for Antifa people. This is Carl Jackson sitting in for the Officer Tatum. We'll be back in the next hour.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. The number to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Find me on social media, The Carl Jackson Show, wherever I'm at, Facebook, Twitter, you name it. Listen, YouTube, youtube.com, The Carl Jackson Show. Zach has put up our video with Carrie Lake, that interview with Carrie Lake. So check that out. But anywhere where you can find me, The Carl Jackson Show. And also, again, I just want to take the time, man, the time is flying so fast, to thank the Officer Tatum for allowing me to sit in behind his microphone. Also, Lou, that's got my back right here in the, at the Orlando station, theanswerorlando.com, theanswerorlando.com. Sean McConnell's in my ear. I know Forgotten Man is out there somewhere cracking the whip. Listen, I appreciate all of these guys that make this show happen. All right, so just real quickly, and Todd, Ken, and Dell, I see you out there again. If you want to call in, 844-900-7243, and I'll be going to your calls here shortly. But everything is up. Everything is open now. Oh, by the way, before I get to that, I do want to play that audio clip of Kamala Harris, because you guys aren't going to believe it. This is the only reason. This is the only reason the left is scared to let Biden go bye-bye. I want you guys to hear Kamala Harris. She never ceases to amaze me at how disastrous this chick is. Audio clip number three, por favor, Sean.
A promise we made in the Declaration of Independence. That we are each endowed with the right to liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
Now, you know what? It kind of sounds like she intentionally left that word life out. I thought it was just because she was dumb as a box of rocks, but it sounded like she intentionally left it out. And that might be the case, given that the March for Life occurred in Washington, D.C. this year. And praise God for those that attended. I'm so thankful for them that are keeping the fight alive, because after Roe v. overturn, it's not enough. We're still telling women that it's in their best interest to kill their children. We're still pretending that life isn't life in the womb. And if we let government dictate, if we allow government to dictate when life begins, then government can dictate when your life ends. You don't want to give the government that much power. And a lot of these ladies are so obsessed with abortion and control over their bodies, quote unquote, despite DNA evidence, that they're willing to let government usurp their own power, and they don't even realize what's happening. But here are some of the things that are going to start coming to light as a result of this, the Biden document scandal. And again, when it comes to classified documents, Biden himself could declassify these documents. He doesn't want to. Why? Because there must be something pretty damning inside of those documents, because he could technically do it himself at this point. But we now know that not only did he steal classified documents when he was vice president, he's also stolen classified documents when he was a senator. That is straight up criminal. Listen, he's not going to be criminally charged. He's the president of the United States. But now that they can't use this ammo, so to speak, against Trump, they're going to start throwing Biden under the bus. And that's exactly what you're starting to see. So I want to take you down a quick trip down memory lane. Here's Biden's disastrous 2022 year. All right. So in January, Biden compared the filibuster defenders to historical racists. Even Kyrsten Sinema, even Joe Manchin, he compared them to Governor Joe Wallace. This guy was being divisive out of the gate, even with his own party. And it was completely sickening. It was completely sad. But that's who Joe Biden is. And in February, there was an incompetent response to the Russia-Ukraine war, and he basically goaded Vladimir Putin at one point into the war. At one point, a reporter asked, "Are you effectively giving Putin permission to make a small incursion into the country?" You guys might recall that Biden said that, and he said, "That's how it did sound like, didn't it?" The guy is a complete and utter moron. And then 1 month into the war, he called for Russian regime change, but quickly changed his mind. By November 2022, the U.S. had shipped $68 billion to Ukraine. And then you guys saw with the omnibus bill that the Republicans screwed us on, another $37.7 billion. Biden waived sanctions, you might recall, on the Russia Nord Stream 2 pipeline. This is the stuff, if people start stepping up in the Democrat Party, this is the stuff the candidates are going to start talking about. All of a sudden, you're going to see the left-wing memory finally regain their moral compass and their memory. All of a sudden, this is what's going to happen. So he waived those sanctions against the Russia Nord Stream 2 pipeline before the war in 2021. He crippled American energy production. Then he turned to Venezuela for oil after the conflict had erupted. And then right before Russia's invasion, he signaled a green light to Putin to basically go on ahead into Ukraine. And then in March, Hunter Biden corruption scandal resurfaced, and then the New York Times admitted that the laptop story was, in fact, legitimate. It must have been very difficult for the New York Times to admit that the story was legitimate, because by admitting that the laptop was legitimate, that means that everything that was on that laptop was legitimate. Now, all of us knew this, right? But that was the media pretending like they were doing their job. And in those scandals, remember, you had Hunter Biden getting paid 50 G's from Burisma, the corrupt energy company known as Burisma in Ukraine. His dad, Joe Biden, VP at the time, he looked over the American foreign policy toward that country for then President Obama. And then also during that time, you guys might remember that audio or video where Joe Biden leveraged U.S. aid to Ukraine to pressure the firing of the state prosecutor who was investigating Burisma and Hunter Biden. So this stuff started to surface in March. In April, Biden administration debuted that the Thought Police Board. You guys remember that? It seems so long ago. But thank God many people stood up to Nina Jankowicz, Christopher Steele, the Hunter Biden truther, if you will, Alejandro Mayorkas, and the Disinformation Governance Board was put on pause. Now, we didn't know to what extent big tech was working for the DOJ and the left, but thanks to Elon Musk, we now do. So censoring is still going on. But this was a disastrous year for Biden. In May, the White House encouraged intimidation of the SCOTUS justices after Roe v. Wade overturned. A leaker funneled a draft Supreme Court opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. And then you guys know they went out and literally doxed some of the Supreme Court justices. A potential assassin came to kill Justice Kavanaugh. And Biden didn't have much to say about it. This guy showed up with a Glock, handgun, ammunition, a knife, pepper spray, various tools for forced entry. And also Jen Psaki, the press secretary at the time, refused to condemn the demonstrations, telling reporters that the Biden administration, quote, certainly continues to encourage that outside of judges' homes. Continue what? The violence? Or the protesting? That was against federal law. But you had the press secretary urging it to go on. Now Roe v. Wade is overturned. Amazing. In June, gas prices surpassed $5, a record high. Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. They have since admitted, the White House has since admitted that was a big mistake. But anything to try to do, they were just trying to do the exact opposite of Trump. Trump was helping the country. Trump was saving the country. Trump was restoring the country. How do you destroy the country? You do the total opposite. Now, I have my beef with Donald Trump when it comes to the vaccine, when it comes to the lockdowns. But before that, his presidency was absolutely amazing. And all the left did was do the complete opposite of what Donald Trump did in order to destroy the country. And as a result, we got record high gas prices. And For the first time, we broke 18 records for high gas prices in just 19 days. In July, Joe Biden recession became official. We had two consecutive quarters of economic decline with our GDP. That was a 40-year inflation high. In August, Biden's FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, the former President Trump's home. That backfired on their behinds. That actually gave Trump a boost when literally in the media, his name was, I don't want to say his name was dying out because Trump's name would have never died out, but it certainly wasn't as potent as it was. And that reinvigorated the Trump brand. That reinvigorated MAGA. In August, Biden's FBI. They raided the Trump's home in September. Biden's FBI raids a pro-life dad. I'll give you the rest of the year when we get back. This is Carl Jackson, and I'll take your calls. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Again, the number to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Let me talk to you about MyPillow. Have you ever picked up a towel at a store it felt really soft in the store, and then you got home and it wasn't absorbent at all? It's basically a towel that's left you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels that actually work. I know that's hard to imagine, towels that actually work, but the MyPillow towels actually dry you. They have a 6-piece towel set that includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 when you use the promo code Brandon. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. All you have to do to receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set is go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Enter the promo code Brandon or give them a call at 800-976-8379. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Brandon. Okay. So just real quick, September, and I'll go to you callers, Todd Kendall, I see you out there. September, Biden's FBI raids the pro-life dad. Discontent to stop it. Biden's predecessor, the FBI executed a raid on a pro-life Catholic and father of 7, a guy by the name of Mark Houck. You guys might remember that. All of this stuff is going to come back into light, I guarantee you, because now Biden has opened the doors, and so has Merrick Garland. He really slipped up. He's opened the doors to go after Joe Biden. And you're going to see all of the stories that they forgot to, the press forgot to talk about, they're going to start talking about. Joe Scarborough, who's now all of a sudden really mad about Joe Biden's classified documents, he's going to act like a journalist yet again. He's going to act as if he's fair and balanced yet again. This is what you're going to continue to see because they want Biden out. Why do they want Biden out? Because they believe the matchup is going to be Trump and Biden. And now Biden no longer has the moral authority. Now, that's not to say, I'm telling you, this guy, Jack Smith, he's going to try to mess with Trump. He's going to go after Trump hard. This other special counsel that they appointed, that, by the way, had tipped to red state, isn't even on the job yet. He's a softy. He's a softy. That's why they appointed him. They want him to conceal evidence, but they don't need to wait for him because they got a feeling, in my opinion, that Biden's attorneys are already doing that. So they raid this, the home of this pro-life dad. A lot of people were taken aback, absolutely disgusted by that as well. They should have been. And it's insane what the DOJ and the FBI, what they've become. And they become a laughingstock as a result of stuff like this. In October, illegal immigrant closes the worst fiscal year in history. All right. So the year 2022, full of new records, out of control, illegal immigration, hat tip to the Federalists under Biden's watch. But by the time the fiscal year closed out and the 2023 fiscal year started in October, migrant apprehensions had smashed the previous annual record. In fiscal year 2022, Customs and Borders Protection recorded nearly 2.4 million apprehensions of illegal immigrants at the southern border compared to 1.7 million in 2021 and not even 460,000 in 2020, Trump's last year in office. All right. Now, I got to bring you to this because this is going to continue to be an issue. illegal immigration is going to continue to be an issue. And what do you want to bet? Democrats are going to start bringing up the issue. Hat tip to Blaze, illegal alien with MS-13 ties arrested for rape and murder of a 20-year-old American autistic woman. You guys have heard of Kayla Hamilton, right? You guys have heard of her, right? Maryland police announced Thursday that a 17-year-old illegal alien has been arrested. 17 years old. And these are the people we're allowing to come into this country that are unassimilated. Has been arrested for the July 2022 murder of a 20-year-old by the name of Kayla Hamilton. Hamilton's body was found in a mobile home at the Rancho Estates on E. Inca Street in Aberdeen on July 27th. Oh, we're just now hearing about this. I guarantee you there are stories like this across the country because of these open border policies, not just Biden. Biden is a puppet, all right? Biden is a puppet. It's the only reason he has to go. He's no longer useful. He messed up. The left messed up by putting him in office in the first place. But now they no longer have the moral authority since this fool has classified documents everywhere. Everywhere. Absolutely insane. But the Aberdeen Police Department indicated that the victim was autistic and had recently moved from Norfolk, Virginia with her 22-year-old boyfriend, whom police have cleared of all, of the crime. The Maryland Chief Medical Examiner determined the cause of death was strangulation. The Hamilton family, the community, and the police department, and I'm quoting the Aberdeen Police Department Lieutenant William Reiber, who said the Hamilton family, the community, and the police department were distraught because it was a very senseless act. Homicides don't happen often in Aberdeen, so when this happens, people ask why, close quote. According to the APD, Hamilton's suspected murderer is a criminal non-citizen from El Salvador in the U.S. illegally, whom U.S. Customs and Border Protection have verified as a member of the terroristic gang Malva MS-13, all right? The APD noted the suspect's DNA was compared to evidence recovered at the crime scene by the Maryland State Police Forensic Sciences Division. So he had a record there, too. The test results were evidently more than enough to secure an arrest warrant for first degree murder. What are the tenets of MS-13? I want to get to this. There's a bunch of stuff that I'm just going to skip past because I want to get to this. All right, so. Here's some of the things that has to happen or some of the things you should know about MS-13, Biden's homies that he's letting into the country. The DOJ stated on December 19th that MS-13, one of the largest street gangs in the U.S., is a national and international gang composed primarily of immigrants or descendants from El Salvador and other Central American countries. MS-13 has models consistent with its rules, beliefs, expectations, and reputation, including Mata Viola Controla, which translates as kill, rape, control. And ver or e salar, which means see nothing, hear nothing, and say nothing. The DOJ reported one of the principal rules of MS-13 is that its members must attack and kill rivals, often referred to as chavelas, whenever possible. Yeah, you're going to see more of this popping up. And finally, you're going to see the left start talking about this. Meanwhile, make sure you arm yourself. Make sure you protect yourself. Make sure that you're on the alert because more and more of this stuff is going to happen. In November, Biden buys votes with unconstitutional student loan bailout. And it ended up, it helped him win or it helped Democrats in the midterms for sure. But now these empty-headed numbskulls are now realizing they're not going to get a free ride. Then the Twitter files show Biden asked big tech to censor conservatives. This is what is going to start leaking or start coming out, or actually it's going to start being reported. You know, stuff we already knew. We'll be back. All right, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, sitting in for the Officer Tatum. Check out my podcast, thecarljacksonshow.com, or wherever you find your podcast, you can find me there, or wherever you find me, wherever I am on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, you name it, The Carl Jackson Show, Gitter, Truth Social. That's where you can find me, The Carl Jackson Show. I really appreciate the opportunity to fill in. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Dale. Dale is in North Carolina. Dale, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You got the mic.
Okay, Carl, great to have you on. I'm so happy you're on tonight.
Thank you.
A bunch of questions and a few, one little statement. I believe the Biden crime family is simply a smokescreen in order to hide all kinds of corruption, theft, criminality, and treason, okay? The one concern I've had, and I haven't heard anything to this effect, what are the dates on all of this classified information? Because surely somebody has to be responsible for the classified information, the documents that have miraculously appeared all over his properties to his chagrin and his surprise. So surely it should be able to trace who was responsible and who is culpable for this. Because this is treasonous also. Do you not agree with that?
Dale, I'm sorry to have to be the one to break it to you, but that's exactly why his lawyers are there. All of this information that we should find out, we are not.
Oh, I know. They're hiding it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're hiding it. And there's no doubt in my mind that, in my opinion, Biden is treasonous. In my opinion, he is. But we're never going to be able to prove it because I think this stuff is going bye-bye. And the only thing that's going to happen, the only thing that's advantageous for us, those of us on the right, are the left is going to work on kicking Biden out. The problem is the next puppet will probably be just as bad, perhaps not as corrupt as Biden. But all of these people knew that all along. You get the last say, Dale.
Yeah, well, I guess they'll just be very busy with Clorox then.
I guess so, Dale. Thank you for the call.
What can you say? I'll tell you one thing. I went to vote this year. I haven't voted in a number of years, but I'm a registered voter. I haven't moved. I haven't died. Nothing happened. They wouldn't let me vote. You know why? Because I hadn't voted in several elections. Why didn't I vote? Because I knew they were just corrupt. I knew the winner was chosen before the election.
Dale, you know what I want you to do, Dale? I want you to find a candidate and adopt a candidate in the primary season. That's when it really matters. That's your best chance, whatever district you're in, congressional district, or even state and local races, adopt a conservative, support that conservative, tell people about that conservative. If you're on social media, tell people about the social, the conservative there. If you can donate, do that. But that's where you really want to fight. I encourage people to please participate in the primary elections. That's really where you want to fight. But Dale, listen, yeah. I appreciate your call. I appreciate you being out there. I really do. And I think you're spot on. Sadly, we're not going to find out a lot of this information. I think they're doing their best to sweep it under the rug right now. But we shouldn't stop talking about it. And regardless of what the left is trying to do, we need to make sure that we continue to talk about this stuff. All right, let's go to Ken. Ken is in Chicago. Ken, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson. You've got the mic.
Hey, Ken, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I just had a quick few things. I watch the liberals, and I realize that they are the most evil, disgusting, satanic people on the planet. If you go back, I mean, they started with, can't spank your children. Now we have children, just running wild, killing, murdering, and doing all kind of, evil things. And every time they come up with an idea, it always hurts our society, the whole world. And then they pretend to be the black man's friend and everybody's friend. They'll march with them. But if you love somebody, you'll hold them accountable. They never try to bring jobs and education in the inner cities. They just march when every time a thug gets killed or loses in the black community, they'll put him up as some kind of god or martyr, so the world can feel sorry for him. So it goes to show you, they show up at prison when people are getting executed for murdering children, for doing heinous things to citizens. But yet still, they show up and they don't want it to happen, and they're actually on the side of the murderer. So people need to pay attention to these people, man. They've been wicked for a long time.
Ken, I appreciate it. Good call. We'll be back. Carl Jackson in for the Officer Tatum. All right, so this dude, Jarrett Riley Dow, he presents himself as non-binary. This is the son of the top Democrat, Kathleen Clark, that's confused about his sex. But I do wonder if he was spray painting like a boy or a girl, perhaps throwing like a boy or a girl. I really wonder about this stuff. I'm so sick of this stuff. These people are so empty. Sadly, these people are empty. Again, please listen to my podcast. I'll be just straight with you today. I wasn't necessarily sure what to talk about today, but just over some events that occurred over the weekend, I think just led me to have the podcast that I have today. And basically, the title is, and it's self-explanatory, in cultural Marxism, take your kids back to church. And these kids are so lost. These Antifa kids, they are so lost. And adults, they're so lost. They're completely godless. I don't think it's going to be... I don't think that you can send them off to the military or fix them. I think these people literally need a spiritual transformation. Government is their god. To some extent, it's weird because they claim they're anti-fascist, but they are fascist. And then they're anarchists, yet they're funded by people that want big government. So they're a bunch of confused people. That's who they are. And they're very dangerous. And now I guess his mom misgendered him at some point. Man, that kid needs help. He needs God. All right. Let's go to Todd. Todd has been waiting patiently in Atlanta, Georgia. Todd, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your guest host, Carl Jackson, and you've got the mic.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jackson. Yeah, I guess the Democrats can't control their own brown shirts. And you're right about this country and the whole world needing God. Marxism is political Satanism. So that tells you everything that's going on.
That's a good way
right
to put
now.
It.
And, you know, I just want to say about Biden's hit parade, you can add lying about vaccine mandates. He campaigned on no vaccine mandates, and he got in office, and he ran so many good people out of the military over it. And he sold millions of barrels of oil to the Chinese communists while he drained our strategic reserves. But I was calling about the Penn Biden Center. And,
right.
You know, Anthony Blinken was running that place. So I'd like
yes.
to hear from him. And there's $54 million of anonymous donations from communist China. I'd like to see the tax returns for that bastion of philanthropy, the Penn Biden Center. I'd like to see where that money came and went. And, you know, Biden tells us he was a professor there. Have they checked the faculty lounge to see if he left any documents behind?
Yeah, listen, it's a good point, Todd. I appreciate the call. I got a feeling Joe Biden wasn't teaching anybody anything. To be frank, but listen, it's a good call. Good call. I do appreciate the call. Yeah, I'd like to know where that $54 million and I think the numbers are even greater than that. But I'd like to know where that money came from. I'd like it all to be traced. But again, I believe this is an effort to swipe Biden's transgressions, if you will, under the rug as best as possible. But the left is coming after him. There's no doubt about it. And Sean McConnell made a great point. And I think I think we've all seen this just since this scandal has broken out. You've seen the media start elevating Kamala Harris again. They will continue to try to push this. Who do they have? I mean, seriously, Pete Buttigieg? The guy's an absolute disaster. Gavin Newsom? I mean, California is a disaster. Now, people might vote for him anyway or vote for any of these people, but really, who do they have? To say that Kamala Harris is so bad, yeah, she is bad. She's horrible. But who's good? I mean, seriously, Gavin Newsom, Pete Buttigieg, who? Hillary Clinton going to make a comeback? Maybe Michelle Obama? It's hard for me to believe Michelle Obama would walk away from all that cash that she's making. I guess it's possible. It's hard for me to believe that. At one point, I thought so, but they're just making too much money now, hands over fist, where I think it might be hard for them to walk away from that. They might be satisfied with Biden just going adios. We'll have to wait and see. All right, I want to get to this really, really quickly here. I read some columns over the weekend that really touched me, and callers Sarah and Dan, I will get to you before the closeout of the show, so don't go anywhere. But Glenn Lowry, he writes for Unheard. He said, "We are fighting for the preservation of Western civilization." Now, this is a man that happens to be an economist, a professor. Where is he a professor at? I believe he's at the King's College, or at least they held a conference at the King's College. But anyway, very brilliant black professor, conservative. I only say that because he mentioned something in his speech when he was talking or speaking at the King's College. He says, "I agree with my friend Shelby Steele and colleague Shelby Steele that for black Americans, when we talk about disparities in race, the problem is not oppression. The problem is freedom. The problem used to be exclusion and discrimination. The problem today is freedom. We're well into the 21st century, and African Americans have equal citizenship before the law in the United States as a matter of fact." And he says, "Don't bother me with anecdotes. I'm talking about the basic structure of citizenship. It's a level playing field. It's an open field. The ball is in our court. The issue is, what shall we do with our freedom?" And constantly what happens, sadly, with so many in the black community, so many on the left, sadly, even some black churches, they don't know what to do with the issue of freedom. So we keep fighting these fights that don't exist when we want to feel relevant, when the truth of the matter is we were created by God. We were created for a purpose. These fights that they fight today no longer exist. So the question is, what do we do with freedom? If black success is measured by equity instead of merit, we'll never be equal. Catch that. If black success is measured by equity instead of merit, we'll never be equal. We're conceding we're dumb when we buy into this equity crap. I hate it. We'll be back. Carl Jackson, in for the Officer Tatum.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Sarah and Dan, don't go anywhere. Let me just give you a brief synopsis of what's going on with Governor Ron DeSantis and this fight against this AP African American Studies curriculum in Florida's colleges. What he did was a good thing. What he said was blacks aren't dumb, and we're not going to treat blacks like they're dumb. We're not going to invite this college board in, or we're not going to allow this college board to tell blacks that they are perpetually oppressed, that we don't have the ability to achieve, in essence. So all this CRT, DEI crap is we're not going to have it in the curriculum. You're not going to be able to lie to black students and say that America was created in 1619 founded in 1619 rather than 1776. You're going to have to teach about the good and the bad, the good, the bad, the ugly when it comes to American history. Not everything when it comes to blacks is about slavery and about oppression. There has been a lot of black achievement. You had this guy who helped develop this curriculum, straight up socialist, straight up Marxist. This guy, Joshua Myers, who rejects neutrality as a concept and advocates against capitalism, according to NRO, according to his website biography. His research and interests include critical university studies, disciplinarity, as well as Africana intellectual histories and traditions, Africana philosophy, music, and food ways. A lot of the curriculum had to do with race, color, and sex, and was deeply steeped into cultural Marxism, socialism, so on, etc. It's just insane. Wasn't going to happen. All right, let's take a couple of calls. Guys, you got to be quick, but I definitely want to get you on. Let's go to Dan. Dan is in Salem, Wisconsin. Dan, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. You've got the mic.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, Dan, go right ahead. We're short on time here. Yes, go right ahead, Dan.
I wanted to say thank you for covering that Carrie Lake. Is that her name, the girl you had on?
Yes, 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 that's correct.
God, I feel so terrible for her.
Dad, yeah, I feel really terrible for the country.
Oh, what they did. And, you know, I want to say this to you, Carl. When I was voting over in Salem, Wisconsin here, I seen a car that pulled up and had Nevada plates on it. I'm like, you know, I never see Nevada plates around this town. You know what I mean? Oh, he sure pulled up to the voting site. I think there's a lot of fraud going around, Carl.
Listen, Dan, I appreciate the call. There's no doubt about it in my mind. Sarah, you got the mic, but we only have about 20 seconds if you can make it really quick.
Oh, yeah, well,
Sarah, go right ahead.
Regarding these stolen elections, in 2020, we began blaming Democrats. But more and more, we're seeing more clearly now, we're getting the distinct sense that the Rhino Republicans are either complicit or so complacent that they're sabotaging the elections.
I totally agree with you. For the sake of time, we have to go. That's why we have to get involved in the primaries. We got to find the true fighters like the Kerry Lakes. Until next time, guys, don't grow weary doing good. God bless you.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.